Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What y'all thought y'all wasn't gonna see me? I'm the Osiris of this. Wu-Tang is here forever. This 97, I ain't my and my. Let's do it like this. I'ma rub your ass in the moonshine. Back to 79.
I bomb atomically. Socrates' philosophies and hypotheses. Can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform on.
All right, we are back. Back in the building. It's been a long, 7 months right now since the Super Bowl and the last edition of Players Only. I am Danon Hughes. I'm back in the building bringing you Players Only every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. throughout this Chiefs season. I don't have anybody to my left in the building that I can introduce. My man Barbershop will be on periodically, but he will not be a staple in the show. I feel like maybe, you know, he got a little overwhelmed with the offensive side of the football, always kind of overshadowing his defensive takes, and, you know, that can wear on somebody at times. You know, offense, we're the smartest side of the football. You know, we think more deeply. You know, the defense side is, they're just like, sick 'em. You know, they're like, you go to your dog in the backyard and you say, sick 'em, chase, tackle, grab. That's all the defense does. So the offensive is more cerebral. So it may have overwhelmed him, and he's not going to be here as often. I'm joking. My man Barbershop is my man. He's my brother. He's just not going to be here. We're going to have multiple people coming through each and every week. So make sure you tune in. We got the phone lines and the text lines open, 913-586-7610. Again, this is Players Only, and I am Danon Hughes, former Chiefs wide receiver and current Chiefs radio analyst for the Chiefs Radio Network. I've been very blessed, very fortunate to not only be on air here at 610 and Odyssey. You can listen to us via the Odyssey app, but I've also been fortunate to call two Super Bowls. I'm 1-1 in the Super Bowl, and I'm so thankful that I got a win. My predecessor, Kendall Gammon, was on before. He was on for many years prior to that. He got his Super Bowl win. So now I got one under my belt, got a ring, second ring in multiple years, and it's been a true, true blessing. So now I can come here with my chest puffed out, trying to bring some hot fire takes as well, and just talk through this Chiefs season, this Chiefs team, and sports all around. And if this is your first time ever tuning in to Players Only, what's different about our show? Well, our show is different because it's only players that will be in the booth. It's only guys that have experienced what's been in the locker room, on the field, the highs, the lows, the camaraderie, and all the stories that are tied in behind it. And I feel like in this day and age, although you have 24-hour sports outlets, they're all kind of scripted towards a topic. And for us, we just usually have guys that are just talking and what it's about and what it's like to be in that locker room, what it's like to be on a team that loses their first game, what it's like to be on a team that goes to a Super Bowl, has the highs and lows, the successes and the failures. And there's so many different stories, so many different nuances and things that go on the scene and behind the scene that we have perspectives to. Not trying to change anybody's mind, not trying to direct any traffic, but just trying to give you a perspective of what happens in the game, in the the professional game itself. You have the NIL in college. We've talked about that. We'll talk about that more. You have the free agency and the franchise tag in the NFL. We'll talk about that. You have losses and wins. Obviously, we'll talk about that as well. But each and every week, we try to bring a different little twist to what's happening in the world of professional sports. There's some hot takes that might bring us to a whole different sport other than Chiefs and NFL, and we're not afraid to tackle those as well. So make sure you stay tuned. We got four quarters of a show, and we'll dial in accordingly. As I said earlier, the phone lines, the text lines are open, 913-586-7610, and this is our first show. So as we kick things off, unfortunately, we got to deal with a loss that happened in week one for the Chiefs. And my perspective on that, I know it's, it seems like it's been a month ago since we played the Lions, since we played on opening night. I think many people in their right mind would have thought we would have won that game. And unfortunately, as the NFL has shown year in and year out, at times against the Chiefs and at times around the NFL, it's not always the best team that wins the football game. And I give credit, and that's not a slight to the Detroit Lions, but the Detroit Lions is a very futile organization. Hadn't had much success ever in their existence, and this was their Super Bowl. When the schedules came out in May, they had looked at this as their Super Bowl since then. And they prepared accordingly, and they came out, made minimal errors compared to our errors, and were able to escape, literally escape, with a one-point win. And I say that not to say that our team is superior to all teams, but I think most people with a gun to their head would say the Chiefs are a better football team. They just didn't play the best football on that evening. The Detroit Lions played a better football game to 1 point in their advantage, and you give them credit. And who knows how this will be a boost to them, their team in that locker room, and that organization. Dan Campbell has done a phenomenal job with trying to instill a dog-like blue-collar mentality. And as I said leading up to the game, in the pregame shows, segments during the week leading up to the Lions, that was a blue-collar team. It's a blue-collar city. If you go back in history with the Detroit sports franchises, the bad boys in the NBA, blue-collar, hard-nosed teams that go out and figure out ways to win. Sometimes they are the more talented. Sometimes they have superstars, as we've seen in the past with Matthew Stafford, Calvin Johnson, Barry Sanders, multiple Hall of Famers. They figure things out, so you give them credit. We only play them once every 4 years, may only play them once every 8 years on our home turf, and they seized their opportunity. They were salivating at the opportunity, especially after the way they ended their season last year, beating the Green Bay Packers, knocking not only the Packers out of the playoffs, but knocking Aaron Rodgers out of Green Bay, and doing it on center stage on primetime television. You had to know that there was a boost in the ego, in the aura of that organization just from that win. And then to carry that through the offseason, through the draft, through OTAs, through draft, through training camp, and then getting to a point where they were able to be successful on opening night when we dropped the championship banner. Credit to all of them. Jared Goff, the playmakers on that team, the defense, et cetera. But let's be real in the fact that although it was a loss that we gave away. It was a game that we gave away. I know officially the stats show 4 drops by wide receivers. For me, being a player in that locker room, and being a guy that has been in that meeting room with the offensive coordinator and the offensive staff, and then the breakout sessions with just receivers, I counted up to 8 drops. Now, that doesn't mean I'm the old man on the lawn and I'm sitting here saying, you know, like, oh, back in my day, we would have caught all those passes, because obviously with the lack of success that we had in the postseason back in the 90s when I played from 93 to 98, there's probably some dudes that can point out some things that we did wrong as well. So it's not the old man speaking from being away from the game. It's the reality of being a professional athlete and recognizing from a receiver standpoint, the general rule is if it touches your hands, it should be caught. That's it. It's not a criticism. It's not an indictment on guys. They work hard. If you've gone to training camp, you've been at practices, you've seen clips on 65TPT and the Kansas City Chiefs website, you'll see guys working hard. It just was one of those games where the ball didn't meet the hands correctly, or the hands didn't meet the ball correctly, and we didn't make the plays that the Lions did. And that happens at times. I'm here to tell you, though, no matter what criticism that you see on social media, no matter what criticism you see on the media itself, press conferences, etc., there is no greater hammer or mallet that is being dropped on these guys' head and their abilities than what they are encountering and enduring themselves in the locker room. When I got a chance being a part of the radio broadcast, I do the broadcast with Mitch Holtis. If you get a chance, mute your TVs, turn on 106.5 and listen to our broadcast. I guarantee you, you'll be more entertained. But at the end of the game, I go down into the locker room, I interview players, and we have a post-game show. Josh Klingler and I go down there, and Dan Israel as well. And we can't necessarily record body language because we are not carrying video equipment, but we have our microphones and we're seeing guys and we're interviewing guys. But if I had a GoPro on my head and I was walking through the locker room, you would see how dejected and disappointed guys were, especially the wide receivers, because they know they're better. Guys catch hundreds of balls a day, whether it's through the jugs machine or from a quarterback, warming up, etc. And all of those passes that Patrick threw to our receivers and tight ends and running backs were catchable balls. Catchable balls. And regardless of the level of difficulty, they were still catchable balls. And once you get to the professional level, you recognize that you have a different ability than everybody else. And your abilities warrant that you can make those difficult plays that maybe other guys or maybe teammates you had in college or what have you cannot make. And unfortunately, we did not make those to the tune of what I consider maybe around 8 drops, 8 opportunities, with a couple of extra ones that I thought could have been catches as well. But I'm going to be the guy, as a former player, I'm going to be a little bit more tough on my guys, regardless of what team they are, because I know their capabilities and I know the mindset of being in that locker room. So with that being said, it was a tough loss. And it was over a week ago, and we have to wash it aside. The Lions did their thing. They came out with a win, and we'll see how their season unfolds based on the boost of confidence that they got. The Chiefs, we have higher expectations. We've been spoiled in a good way here in the Chiefs' kingdom, and just because we lost the first game does not mean it's an indictment on our entire season. So keep your heads up, Chiefs' kingdom. We got week 2 coming. We'll talk later about the Jacksonville Jaguars and what they bring to the table and what kind of task we are going to walk into in Jacksonville this weekend. But the loss is behind us, and we're moving forward just like champions do. That's the first quarter. When we come back, we're going to get a hot take. And there's so many hot takes that have happened, whether it's Chris Jones, the contract, the holdout, injury to Travis Kelce, so many other things that have happened and transpired that I personally have a little bit of a view on. I'm going to bring it to you next.
My name is D-Nice. Taking out your
Bono looking to pass the football. Goes in the middle. Pass is cut. Touchdown, Kansas City. Touchdown, Chiefs. Touchdown, Chiefs. Dana Hughes took the bullet over the middle from Steve Bono.
First and 10 for the Chiefs at the 14 of the Steelers.
Halfback pass. Marcus Allen right side. Touchdown. Kansas City. Dayton Hughes from.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Marcus Allen!
Expert analysis, news, and views from Chiefs Radio Network color analyst Danan Hughes.
The so-called number one defense in the NFL that hadn't played anybody during the last part of the season, and we showed who was the best team on this field and deserved to host another AFC championship for four straight years.
But you can call him D-Nice.
Just call me D-Nice.
My name is D-Nice.
That is my man, B-Dub, breaking it down. I think we got to edit that to five straight AFC championships and hosting it, and teams coming in with so-called defenses that hadn't played anybody, that expected to beat our Kansas City Chiefs and failed at that task. So, yes, the history has been great, especially the recent history here in the Chiefs Kingdom. Again, if you're just tuning in, I am Danan Hughes, Chiefs radio analyst and former wide receiver with the Kansas City Chiefs, and this is Players Only. We will be coming to you each and every week on Thursday evenings from 6 to 7, bringing hot takes, recaps, and looking forward to the next game that the Chiefs are going to, the next team that the Chiefs are going to play. We're also going to open up the phone lines and the text lines. They are still open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Make sure you chime in. We got the text line populating. I will tackle some of those in the second segment, the second quarter of the show, as well as after halftime when we come to you in the third quarter. This second quarter of the show, if you've listened to our show in the past years, has always been the hot take segment. Well, I got some hot takes for you. And I know the first one that involves us in the Chiefs Kingdom is involving Chris Jones. Now, there's been so many different speculations since March throughout training camp, OTAs, etc., preseason, missing the first game. A lot of speculation that's gone out there. There's been some hot takes and assumptions about what's going on, what the Chiefs may not be doing, what his representation isn't doing, etc. I can't speak to any of that because it's all speculation. Until you hear from Brett Veach, until you hear from specifically his agents, until you hear from Chris himself on a timeline in which things happened, none of us will know the 100% trust or the 100% truth. But I will tell you from a player's perspective and being around the game since I was drafted in 1993, I can tell you with somewhat certainty what really happens behind the scenes. I've been in the financial world. I work for Community America Credit Union, and I've been in the business involving athletes since I retired in back in 1999. Very fortunate to be a part of Community America Credit Union. Just burst on the scene just over the last month. They're a great partner of the Chiefs and the Royals here in the Chiefs Kingdom, as well as the St. Louis Cardinals. So it's going to be a great marriage with Community America. But from a player's perspective, if you've heard me speak on different segments and radio shows in the past, it's deeper than player wants a lot of money, team doesn't want to pay a lot of money. There's a lot that goes on. So here's my hot take. Let's recognize as fans, as diehard fans here in the Chiefs Kingdom that I meet so many of that have season tickets, people going back to when it was at Municipal Stadium and we played and before Arrowhead opened, and families and generations that have followed the Chiefs for so many years. They are great fans, and there are a lot of fans that are just coming onto the scene over the recent years, over the Andy Reid era, and we love them, absolutely love them. But I want to also give you a perspective in regards to the business side. Now, from a financial perspective and working outside of that locker room and working with athletes all over the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, entertainers, etc., one of the top things that I have recognized and one of the top drawbacks that I have recognized in the business side is the mindset of athletes and entertainers that they move as if they work for their representatives. Let me repeat that. They move around as if they work for their agents. Without understanding that your agent in the NFL takes 3 or 4%, maybe less, depending on the level of player you are. No higher than 4% based on the collective bargaining agreement. And oftentimes the makeup of an athlete is we listen to our coaches. We listen to our doctors. We listen to the trainers. We listen to the strength coach. We've been groomed that way since Pop Warner football and youth sports. You listen to them, you go out and you do. You listen to a person, you go out and do. You respect your elders. They teach you something, you go out and do it. You're coachable. That's what makes you not only just your abilities, but it makes you appealing to the next level, whatever that is, because you have great ability and you're coachable. Well, that doesn't change just because it's the business side. I say all that because when you are dealing with an agent-player relationship, and I've seen it a lot, where the player may feel a certain way about what they want and what they're willing to accept. But the agent has influence. And I picture this, and I'm not saying this is 100%, but I picture this because I've been around the business. Agent A, since last year, has been telling player B that he warrants this amount of money. He's the greatest thing on the earth, and he deserves X amount of dollars, and he's better than all of these other people who are ahead of him and who are coming up upon free agency. And you get that pumped into you over and over, and other agents that may be trying to poach you from your agency are telling you, hey, I can get you the best deal. Hey, I can do this. You just won a Super Bowl. You're all pro bowler, etc. And you wind up believing all of that. And it's not necessarily that it's not right, but you believe it and you soak it up. Time unveils. And now maybe the team or the organization that you're working with isn't necessarily matching the numbers or the mindset that you think. Doesn't mean that they don't value you as the top echelon at your position and a key cog in their success. It just means that the dollar amounts are different. Now the agent comes into play and he has a decision to make. He can either look like he has a little bit of egg on his face and go back to you and say, you know what? All the stuff that I told you and all the stuff that you heard for several months, it's not panning out and I can't get it done. That's not what an agent's going to do. That's not what an agent is going to say. They're always going to pass the buck and say, well, the other entity is not willing to meet where we believe we are and you believe you are. And I told you I would get you this. And this whole Jerry Maguire whole mindset, and for any of the young guy people out there that had not seen Jerry Maguire, do yourself a favor if you're a sports fan and go check out Jerry Maguire on your streaming network. And everything is about bolstering and boosting, and I can bring you this, and I can get you to the top of Mount Everest, and nobody else can. Well, that agent has a choice. They can go back with hat in hand and say, you know what, we couldn't do it, or they can pass the buck and blame somebody else. And they run the risk of you as Joe Player holding it against them and maybe not re-signing with them, or they run the risk of Joe other agents coming in trying to poach you, saying, your agent was trash. Your agent was garbage. I could have got you this. If you'd have just came with me, we would have gotten this done. It was not astronomical. You're worth this dollar amount. You're worth this contract. And you just had bad representation. So there's a tug of war that goes on between a 25, 26, in this case, a 29-year-old athlete that they have to decipher again with the mindset of, I listen to my coaches, I listen to my doctors, I listen to all these people who have the best interests in hand. Now I'm running the risk of not listening to somebody for the first time, maybe the first time in their lives. That's where the dynamic comes in regards to contract negotiation and how you get to a point where you're holding out into the regular season. As a former player, I've told this story in the past in regards to Neil Smith when he was holding out when I was a rookie, and he held out to the week of the first game, came in. I was runny nose, wet behind the ears, rookie, wondering, okay, this guy Neil Smith is really good, but he hasn't been at two-a-days, and he hasn't practiced. How is he going to play this week? And then he goes out and plays against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We win, and I believe he got a sack. I was like, oh, this is how the business works. It doesn't matter how many days you play or practice. It doesn't really matter if you're in the trenches with us in back then River Falls and now up in St. Joe. It matters what you can do and how you can produce. So with that being said, as I end the second quarter and we get to halftime, just recognize there's a game behind the game on the field and the game behind the scenes, and there's so many levels to it. Hopefully, I got the phone lines at 913-586-7610 open, the text lines as well. If you want to talk more about that and get more in depth, hit me a text or give us a call. We're going to hit halftime now. When we come back, we're going to open up those lines, tackle some of these texts, and really dig deep into this Chiefs team and where we're at right now. Here I go. Yes, this is Danan Hughes. Again, with Players Only here, we come each and every week, Thursdays, 6 to 7 p.m., and I'm rolling solo here in the booth, and this is the third quarter. Just had halftime, got a little orange juice, little sugar to get me going through the second half of this show, and we got the phone lines open. Text line 913-586-7610. We're going to go to the phone lines first. We got a couple of callers in. Big Jax is in the building.
Time's yours.
What's going on, Big Jax?
Danan, what's going on, bro? How you living?
Doing all right, bro. No complaints. Totally blessed.
Yes, you are, brother. That's for real. I tell you what, man, good to be back in football season. You know, that was a rough loss last week, but I think the humbling, a little straightening.
Yeah,
you know, get everybody together out there. Nobody has anything to say. Everybody got something they can put in. So it's good to have Chris back. You know what, man? For me, I actually like Chris more after this holdout. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but number one, it was so obvious that he wants to be here. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean, the dude wouldn't sat in the booth in the suites and watch the game. Like,
yeah, what? First time I've ever seen that. I try to think through the history of the NFL, not like the NBA when you're a free agent and you're making visits and you're sitting courtside, etc. But the first time I've ever seen a holdout go to the game of the team that he is actually holding out from and watching from the stands?
Yeah. So, like I said, it was so obvious. But at the same time, I have to respect, and I'll tell you this story, especially I remember when Marcus Spears was here.
Mm-hmm.
One of his last seasons, he was about to leave and go to Baltimore because they were offering him about $175,000 a year. Because I had that opportunity to be around him, he was like, bro, I got to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't leave that type of money on the table. And it just made me really forever understand the way that as a player, you got to go get your bread because your time is getting ready to end as far as being able to make that type of money. And I'll never begrudge a player for trying to get his bread. So hopefully all of that ends up working out on the backside. But I'm glad Chris is back. Hopefully this team, you know, Kelsey will be back soon. That can go ahead and put this work in and let's go get another bowl, man. So, hey, man, I appreciate you, bro. You know I'll be listening.
Oh, yeah, man. I appreciate you, Big Jack's been a loyal supporter, caller, friend as well. Appreciate you, brother. Great take.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, I think I want to recap a little bit on what he said about getting the bread. And I think it's a great point, and I'm sure even though the general fan can never really understand, and it's not a knock, they can never really understand the dynamics of getting more money in the NFL. And I say that not begrudgingly to a person that works your normal 9-to-5 job, but when you look at it from that perspective, $4 million, oh my gosh, like, he's already making $20 million or $19.5 million. What more does he need? Like, but then I put myself in a position of, like, I don't understand how CEOs and CFOs and other people of your huge organizations make X amount of dollars and do different things with it or get caught in insider trading or other stuff, because I'm thinking, wow, they've climbed to the pinnacle of their business, of their corporation, of their entity. How could they think this? It's just different. It's not wrong. It's not right. It's just different. And if you've never been in that situation, you'll never understand. I never understand how people win the Powerball and they go broke. We'll never understand that. But it doesn't mean that it's not valid. It doesn't mean that there's not any truth to it. So in the circumstances when you talk about getting your bread, I want to tackle that. Before we come to you, CJ, here's the thing. Here's my mindset in that. I wish and I hope that athletes employ other advisors that are not contract negotiators that are in their ear to coach them up on the circumstances around the money that they get. And here's what I mean. If you're saying $4 million a year is a big amount of money, it is. But after taxes and paying your agent, you're getting 50% roughly of. So now you're at $2 million. If you wind up by holding out, by looking at what's greener on the other side of the fence or believing that it's greener grasses and greener pastures on the other side of the fence, you wind up going to somewhere in California, somewhere in New York, somewhere in Ohio, somewhere where taxes are extremely higher. When it all shakes out, was it worth the $2 million extra that you got in your bank account when you had to pay higher taxes, the cost of living is higher, you have to pay for the turnpike, you have to pay to drive, traffic, housing expenses, etc.? Was it all worth it? And I feel like there are a lot of players that don't have that representation because they've been coached up to believe that it's always about the higher dollar. And being the highest paid offensive player, being the highest paid quarterback, being the highest paid defensive player, and then 15 minutes later, somebody else is higher paid than you, and you're winding up in a situation that you're paying more money out to the government, out to your established your area, and you don't have net as much as you really thought you would have or had you stayed where you were. That's a dynamic that's different that I don't think players take into consideration. And I wish there was an entity that was would be able to sit down, X's and O's, dollars and cents, and be able to coach guys up to say, you know what, maybe there's times where it's better, but this time may not be better. And the money that you're looking for when it's all said and done and you have to sell your home, buy a new home in this market with these rates, with the cost of living in a different place, you're going to be spending more than you're going to be making had you stayed at here. So when you talk about making that bread, that's the kind of mindset that comes to my mind. But that's a 52-year-old mindset that I don't know if I would have had when I was 29. With that, hey, we got CJ on the line, line two. CJ, what you got?
Time's yours.
Hughes, thanks for letting me talk to you. I'm glad I listened to your response to the good last caller. The way you wrote that down was phenomenal. And I love the way that you represent the wide receiver position. Just like you say, it is like a mindset. It is like a character. And I think that the wide receivers from the Lions from last week deserve more credit for what they did in that game. And I think that was the big difference, that the wide receivers was just balling. As a wide receiver, I just felt that I wasn't a good one. But the mindset, I saw a great wide receiver set with the Lions, and I saw a really good developing one with the Chiefs. I know that we're going to have a developing defense that always is good around the middle part of the year, but I really think that having Chris Jones is going to help those DBs not get cooked like they did last week against that good wide receiver core from the Lions. Hey, it's good to see you, hear you back, man. Let's have a great season this year.
Appreciate you, CJ. Appreciate your support. Definitely listening in every week and always welcome to give a call. Great stuff there. I love the support here, and I love that guys are at least, like I said, I'm not the authority on all this, but I have a perspective, and I appreciate when guys like CJ and Big Jax are willing to absorb that. With that, that's the end of the third quarter. We still have some texts to tackle in the fourth quarter, and then we can talk about these Jaguars coming up. All right, we're back. Fourth quarter, players only. The last segment before we shut it down for this week, this opening week of the season for our Players Only show. And I want to tackle some texts before we get into the Jacksonville Jaguars. I appreciate everybody that chimed in. I had a call, a text that asked about the Survivor Link. I don't know about the Survivor Link. Somehow I did not get invited to the party this year. I don't know if I should take that personally, Stephen Spector. But, yeah, I was not included. They lost my phone number, so I don't know about the link or anything else about that. From the 816, don't want Pat to feel like he needs to dial back on his receivers so his receivers can catch up. They need to step up. Absolutely. As a receiver, number one rule is you don't fool the quarterback. Number two rule is be where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there. And obviously, number three is catch the rock. I don't feel like there's going to be any loss of confidence, and therefore there's no reason for Patrick to be unlike Patrick in these upcoming games. Everybody will catch up. Everybody will make the plays. It was an anomaly, one game where things just did not go right. Don't jump off the ship. D-Nice, my guy. Is Barbershop not going to be a part of the show anymore? That's from the 913. Barbershop will be a part of the show. He just will not be on weekly, and he'll be definitely welcome whenever he can make it. That's tough for me to say for a defensive guy to come in here, but I give an exclusive pass to Barbershop because I take some extra Maalox and stomach pills when I have to deal with defensive guys, but less when I have to deal with him. All right, from the 816, gosh darn it. I love gosh darn it. Gosh darn it, they only offered him $55 million guaranteed. How embarrassing. I'm 64. I made $2 million in my life, and I work 40 hours a week. Okay, like I said earlier, the general person will never understand or really ever accept the nuances of the business of professional athletes and the negotiations. So trying to put a square peg in a round hole or compare apples to oranges, just not necessary. I get it because it comes convenient to us. Guys will never understand women. Women will never fully understand men. As general work workers will never understand multi-million dollar athletes and what they go through as multi-million dollar athletes until you become the general worker somewhere. You'll never really understand that. Something we just have to digest. All right. From the 913, Chris Jones wanted to play as long as the price was right. These players put themselves ahead of the team. Detroit shoved the ball at the line of scrimmage right in the Chiefs' ear holes. Wonder the difference if the best D-line players were in the league were in the game. I get it. I will say this from the first sentence, or I should say the second sentence. These players put themselves ahead of the team. Well, you know, oftentimes most teams put themselves ahead, or I should say the business ahead of the team. Not saying that that's happened here. I love the Chiefs organization. I think they handle business in a phenomenal fashion. And you can look at the Super Bowl trophies that tells the tale and all the players that are back here with the Chiefs ambassadors and a former Chief alumni that stay in the area and stay connected to the organization, that they are top, top shelf. But the business is the business, and there are times where the team puts the business ahead of the team on the field, and the players put themselves ahead of the team, and everybody knows it's part of the game. That's why you saw Chris Jones get almost tackled by Travis Kelce on the field today and guys giving him high fives because they recognize that it's part of the business. All right? So with that, we only got a few minutes left. I want to tackle this upcoming game against the Jaguars. Jaguars are a tough team. We know that. We played them last year two times, and they played us very hard. Very close games. Could have gone either way in each game. I will say the first matchup during the regular season, they were more physical than us. If you remember, they literally knocked out Juju Smith-Schuster. Marquez Valdez-Scantling took a big hit as well. They were more physical. And we were still able to escape with the win. In the playoffs, we were a better football team. We wind up winning like we normally do in the playoffs, but they gave up a fight. They gave us a fight. Trevor Lawrence and that team, especially with the addition of Calvin Ridley, they have some extra moxie. When you compare them to a team that has just had some semblance of beginning success. That's what they've had. They've been not as bad an organization as the Detroit Lions, but they haven't had near the success as most of the teams that we seem to play every year. But they've been able to overcome that, and now they're in a position where they're 1-0, and they're going to be playing on their home field for the first game of this season, and it's an opportunity to have retribution, to have to be able to go against a team that ended their season last year, to have the revenge factor. And I'm sure that is what is going on in that locker room. They've been salivating at this opportunity because they didn't make the Super Bowl. This is their Super Bowl, just like it was the Detroit Lions. Josh Allen, the defensive Josh Allen, has been playing phenomenally, and he came out and talked about how last year in both of those games he did not play up to par. So you can
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You are, brother. That's for real. I tell you what, man, good to be back in football season. You know, that was a rough loss last week, but I think the humbling, what like the a little straightening.
Yeah.
You know, get everybody together out there. Nobody has anything to say. Everybody got something they can put in. So it's good to have Chris back. You know what, man? For me, I actually like Chris more after this holdout. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but number one, it was so obvious that he wants to be here. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean, the dude wouldn't sat in the booth in the suites and watch the game. Like,
yeah, what? First time I've ever seen that. I try to think through the history of the NFL, not like the NBA when you're a free agent and you're making visits and you're sitting courtside, et cetera. But the first time I've ever seen a holdout go to the game of the team that he is actually holding out from and watching from the stands.
Yeah. So, like I said, it was so obvious. But at the same time, I have to respect, and I'll tell you this story, especially I remember when Marcus Spears was here.
Mm-hmm.
One of his last seasons, he was about to leave and go to Baltimore because they were offering him about $175,000 a year. Because I had that opportunity to be around him, he was like, bro, I got to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't leave that type of money on the table. And it just made me really forever understand the way that as a player, you got to go get your bread because your time is getting ready to end as far as being able to make that type of money. And I'll never begrudge a player for trying to get his bread. So hopefully all of that ends up working out on the backside. But I'm glad Chris is back. Hopefully this team, you know, Kelce be back soon. They can go ahead and put this work in and let's go get another bowl, man. So, hey, man, I appreciate you, bro. You know I'll be listening.
Oh, yeah, man. I appreciate you, Big Jack's been a loyal supporter, caller, friend as well. Appreciate you, brother. Great take.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, I think I want to recap a little bit on what he said about getting the bread. And I think it's a great point, and I'm sure even though the general fan can never really understand, and it's not a knock, they can never really understand the dynamics of getting more money in the NFL. And I say that not begrudgingly to a person that works your normal 9-to-5 job, but when you look at it from that perspective, $4 million, oh my gosh, like, he's already making $20 million or $19.5 million. What more does he need? Like, but then I put myself in a position of, like, I don't understand how CEOs and CFOs and other people of your huge organizations make X amount of dollars and do different things with it or get caught in insider trading or other stuff, because I'm thinking, wow, they've climbed to the pinnacle of their business, of their corporation, of their entity. How could they think this? It's just different. It's not wrong. It's not right. It's just different. And if you've never been in that situation, you'll never understand. I never understand how people win the Powerball and they go broke. We'll never understand that. But it doesn't mean that it's not valid. It doesn't mean that there's not any truth to it. So in the circumstances when you talk about getting your bread, I want to tackle that. Before we come to you, CJ, here's the thing. Here's my mindset in that. I wish and I hope that athletes employ other advisors that are not contract negotiators that are in their ear to coach them up on the circumstances around the money that they get. And here's what I mean. If you're saying $4 million a year is a big amount of money, it is. But after taxes and paying your agent, you're getting 50% roughly of. So now you're at $2 million. If you wind up by holding out, by looking at what's greener on the other side of the fence or believing that it's greener grasses and greener pastures on the other side of the fence, you wind up going to somewhere in California, somewhere in New York, somewhere in Ohio, somewhere where taxes are extremely higher. When it all shakes out, was it worth the $2 million extra that you got in your bank account when you had to pay higher taxes, the cost of living is higher, you have to pay for the turnpike, you have to pay to drive, traffic, housing expenses, etc.? Was it all worth it? And I feel like there are a lot of players that don't have that representation because they've been coached up to believe that it's always about the higher dollar. And being the highest paid offensive player, being the highest paid quarterback, being the highest paid defensive player, and then 15 minutes later, somebody else is higher paid than you, and you're winding up in a situation that you're paying more money out to the government, out to your established your area, and you don't have net as much as you really thought you would have, or had you stayed where you were. That's a dynamic that's different that I don't think players take into consideration, and I wish there was an entity that would be able to sit down, X's and O's, dollars and cents, and be able to coach guys up to say, you know what, maybe there's times where it's better, but this time may not be better. And the money that you're looking for, when it's all said and done and you have to sell your home, buy a new home in this market with these rates, with the cost of living in a different place, you're going to be spending more than you're going to be making had you stayed at here. So when you talk about making that bread, that's the kind of mindset that comes to my mind. But that's a 52-year-old mindset that I don't know if I would have had when I was 29. With that, hey, we got CJ on the line, line two. CJ, what you got?
Time's yours.
Hughes, thanks for letting me talk to you. I'm glad I listened to your response to the good last caller. The way you wrote that down was phenomenal. And I love the way that you represent the wide receiver position. Just like you say, it is like a mindset. It is like a character. And I think that the wide receivers from the Lions from last week deserve more credit for what they did in that game. And I think that was the big difference, that the wide receivers was just balling. As a wide receiver, I just felt that I wasn't a good one. But the mindset, I saw a great wide receiver set with the Lions, and I saw a really good developing one with the Chiefs. I know that we're going to have a developing defense that always is good around the middle part of the year, but I really think that having Chris Jones is going to help those DBs not get cooked like they did last week against that good wide receiver core from the Lions. Hey, it's good to see you, hear you back, man. Let's have a great season this year.
Appreciate you, CJ. Appreciate your support. Definitely listening in every week and always welcome to give a call. Great stuff there. I love the support here, and I love that guys are at least, like I said, I'm not the authority on all this, but I have a perspective, and I appreciate when guys like CJ and Big Jax are willing to absorb that. With that, that's the end of the third quarter. We still have some texts to tackle in the fourth quarter, and then we can talk about these Jaguars coming up. All right, we're back. Fourth quarter, players only. The last segment before we shut it down for this week, this opening week of the season for our Players Only show. And I want to tackle some texts before we get into the Jacksonville Jaguars. I appreciate everybody that chimed in. I had a call, a text that asked about the Survivor Link. I don't know about the Survivor Link. Somehow I did not get invited to the party this year. I don't know if I should take that personally, Stephen Spector. But, yeah, I was not included. They lost my phone number, so I don't know about the link or anything else about that. From the 816, don't want Pat to feel like he needs to dial back on his receivers so his receivers can catch up. They need to step up. Absolutely. As a receiver, number one rule is you don't fool the quarterback. Number two rule is be where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there. And obviously, number three is catch the rock. I don't feel like there's going to be any loss of confidence, and therefore there's no reason for Patrick to be unlike Patrick in these upcoming games. Everybody will catch up. Everybody will make the plays. It was an anomaly, one game where things just did not go right. Don't jump off the ship. D-Nice, my guy. Is Barbershop not going to be a part of the show anymore? That's from the 913. Barbershop will be a part of the show. He just will not be on weekly, and he'll be definitely welcome whenever he can make it. That's tough for me to say for a defensive guy to come in here, but I give an exclusive pass to Barbershop because I take some extra Maalox and stomach pills when I have to deal with defensive guys, but less when I have to deal with him. All right, from the 816, gosh darn it, I love Gosh Darn It. Gosh Darn It, they only offered him $55 million guaranteed. How embarrassing. I'm 64. I made $2 million in my life, and I work 40 hours a week. Okay, like I said earlier, the general person will never understand or really ever accept the nuances of the business of professional athletes and the negotiations. So trying to put a square peg in a round hole or compare apples to oranges, just not necessary. I get it because it comes convenient to us. Guys will never understand women. Women will never fully understand men. As general workers will never understand multi-million dollar athletes and what they go through. And as multi-million dollar athletes, until you become the general worker somewhere, you'll never really understand that. Something we just have to digest. All right. From the 913, Chris Jones wanted to play as long as the price was right. These players put themselves ahead of the team. Detroit shoved the ball at the line of scrimmage right in the Chiefs' ear holes. Wonder the difference if the best D-line players were in the league were in the game. I get it. I will say this from the first sentence, or I should say the second sentence, these players put themselves ahead of the team. Well, in a oftentimes, most teams put themselves ahead, or I should say the business ahead of the team. Not saying that that's happened here. I love the Chiefs organization. I think they handle business in a phenomenal fashion. And you can look at the Super Bowl trophies that tells the tale and all the players that are back here with the Chiefs ambassadors and a former Chief alumni that stay in the area and stay connected to the organization, that they are top, top shelf. But the business is the business, and there are times where the team puts the business ahead of the team on the field, and the players put themselves ahead of the team, and everybody knows it's part of the game. That's why you saw Chris Jones get almost tackled by Travis Kelce on the field today and guys giving him high fives because they recognize that it's part of the business. All right? So with that, we only got a few minutes left. I want to tackle this upcoming game against the Jaguars. Jaguars are a tough team. We know that. We played them last year two times, and they played us very hard. Very close games. Could have gone either way in each game. I will say the first matchup during the regular season, they were more physical than us. If you remember, they literally knocked out Juju Smith-Schuster. Marquez Valdez-Scantling took a big hit as well. They were more physical. And we were still able to escape with the win. In the playoffs, we were a better football team. We wind up winning like we normally do in the playoffs, but they gave up a fight. They gave us a fight. Trevor Lawrence and that team, especially with the addition of Calvin Ridley, they have some extra moxie. When you compare them to a team that has just had some semblance of beginning success. That's what they've had. They've been not as bad an organization as the Detroit Lions, but they haven't had near the success as most of the teams that we seem to play every year. But they've been able to overcome that, and now they're in a position where they're 1-0, and they're going to be playing on their home field for the first game of this season, and it's an opportunity to have retribution, to have to be able to go against a team that ended their season last year, to have the revenge factor. And I'm sure that is what is going on in that locker room. They've been salivating at this opportunity because they didn't make the Super Bowl. This is their Super Bowl, just like it was the Detroit Lions. Josh Allen, the defensive Josh Allen, has been playing phenomenally, and he came out and talked about how last year in both of those games he did not play up to par. So you can figure that he's going to have steam coming out his ears trying to set the road correctly in how he plays against this top shelf team and his offense. They watch the film and they're ready for what we can bring to the table. But having said that, be encouraged, Chiefs Kingdom, because our Chiefs don't make a habit of being bad in September. And with Chris Jones, Travis Kelce out, 8 drops, we only lost by 1 point. We are a better team than we showed last week, and we're going to show that this week. We're going to show up, show out against the Jacksonville Jaguars, beating a playoff team and showing the entire NFL and the U.S. that we are a force to be reckoned with. Patrick Mahomes, our wide receivers, and the new guy in Chris Jones will be coming to play and show to the world that we are a force. So be encouraged. Tune in at 12 on Sunday. Mute your TV, listen to 106.5, and we will be there giving it to you straight and strong. This is Dane and Hughes, and I'm out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.